And Tuesday night, while prayer was being offered for the sick, I placed my hands on the spot where I was suffering from a skin rash, and it was completely healed, Sister Andine. Amen. Amen. You know something? Jesus was going to Jairus' house, but the woman decided to press through and touch for herself. Amen. So, brother, he might be doing some, going in somebody's direction, but your faith could intercept that and get what you want. Amen. I believe the same type of faith is here today. Amen. While prayer has been offered, she lay a hand upon the spot and claim her healing. The trustee board would like to extend sincere thanks to the saints who contributed towards the purchase of the duplicator, and the amount was received on time, and we believe that this truly is a sign of the awareness of the believers to the needs of the body. Amen? So, may God richly bless you, knowing that the money is being spent for the purchase of a duplicator, and you know, really appreciate the way you responded to it. You know, it just shows that the saints is interested in what is going on. Amen? When the saints say amen, they say amen for everything. Amen? They just saying amen from the mouth, in the heart, they know what is going on. Amen? We have a few prayer requests here. But a lesser request prayer for his son, Jeremiah, who is deaf and dumb. Amen? But the faith is beginning to rise. Amen. When you see people being healed, like cancer, being healed, all kinds of different things, you have a right to have faith for deaf and dumb cases. Amen. See, God put that faith in your heart to believe, and you know that God is moving. Amen. Then don't let nothing stand in your way. Amen. You see, because no deaf and dumb spirit can stand before the word. Amen. Man, God is doing these things, healing these people, that you could begin to contact them now with your five senses. You heard by the hearing of your ear, but now your eye, with your optic nerve, you're going to see things. Amen. See, the hour is come now to start to excite back the flesh again. But this time it's a witness. You see, 1946 or 56, the greatest healing revival that ever took place upon the earth struck the world. Amen. And people could see the blind eyes opening, the deaf ears being stopped, all these things. And then God moved from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. Amen. Maybe die fast. Spoken word made manifest. Amen. All right. So God went to the spiritual realm and began to work on the soul. And then people get baffled. This is like nothing is going on no more. Everything is finished. But God went in a higher realm. Because the prophet had the greatest healing revival. And then when he went to the opening of the truth, he said, I never walked in spiritual realms like this. He said, this is beyond miracles. Amen. And all these years, the world wanted to see a miracle. Amen. Mr. Skeptic, Mr. Unbelief, and Mr. Impatience want to see a miracle. To believe. But the quickening power was getting his seed, going to the gene of God and quickening them in their soul. Amen. Because God had a far greater thing than that. Amen. And while the elected is caught, amen, sealing, and have become the world, formed back in the world image, then God is going to come back around now and manifest these things again, but this time not to put people to Christ, but as a witness against them for rejecting the message of Malachi 4. Amen. To show that there are people who believe in spite of what Mr. Skeptic said, in spite of what Mr. Unbelief said, in spite of what Mr. Impatient said, they believe. Amen. They heard it, they recognized it was the truth, and they acted upon it. Amen. And God is going to reward them now. Amen. A huge portion of heaven. Amen. So we're looking for God to heal that deaf and dumb boy. Amen. Sister Ruth requests prayer for her father, John Cummings, who is a diabetic for the past 10 years. She believes that this is sin for his deliverance. May God reward her according to her faith. Amen. A believing daughter believing for her father. Amen. God is more than able. Amen. God wants to see people have faith for their family because that's one of the promises too. And then there's a season for those promises. So if you believe in the season, the promise will be fulfilled, then you can't be wrong. Amen. Whatever God will lead your soul to believe. Amen. But a God requests prayer for a diabetic condition. Here's another one. Two diabetic spirits trying to squat upon God's property in the time of Jubilee. But that's a call real good. In the time of Jubilee, when the trumpet sung and a man who every squat had to come of his inheritance. If we didn't know what the trumpet meant, we might have sympathized, we might have fast and pray, all kinds of different things. But because we know it's Jubilee, we know what the trumpet means. Then we have the title deed. We have a heart struck. Amen. If they're going to play hard, then we call the enforcer on the scene. The man with the bulldog to take them and move them straight off the land, pack them up somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if you somebody in the congregation, you think y'all was kind of too hard for God, then start to get faith. Amen. Believe for your own too. Amen. Right where you are, standing there this morning. Amen. Sister Marva Luke requests prayer for her ankles, which are both swollen, and also for her neighbor, Shanti, who has asthma for the past 4 years. Also, her mother, Mrs. Luke, who has prayed for, has shown some improvement for the fluid that has been taken out. However, she still needs prayer for she is in a lot of pain. God is more than able. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Joan Charles gives thanks. Amen. For delivery. Her three children for delivering her three children from gastroenteritis after a period of infertility. Amen. My, here's something to shout about. Here's something to give God praise for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you met on Thursday night? Amen. Didn't God want the truth? Amen. See, God going and better disintegrate them germ that's inside of them. Amen. Clear them out. Set them free. Amen. But I thank God for hearing and answering prayer. Amen. He's a prayer answering God this morning. And if somebody, you see, whenever you find that you want to grow in your heart like nothing's going, God just move it at a burst of speed and blow apart some devils and make you praise God again. Amen. See, because God knows what he's doing. Amen. How we appreciate him this morning. Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? We sing this little song, Touching Jesus is All That Matters. Amen. May these who have sent a request here, may they believe and touch him this morning. The only one way you can touch him is just believe. Amen. When you call on his name, that is revealed in the seven thunders. That you in the hollow know but nothing, but it shall be revealed in the seven thunders. Then you will not the hollow no more. Amen. You can touch him and believe when you call on his name. Amen. Let's sing that song, Touching Jesus. Change Jesus is all that matters. Is all that matters. And your life will never be. There is only one way. There is only one way to touch. Have faith and believe God. Just believe when you call his name. Oh, shall we sing that one more time? Oh, he's here amongst us. Just think of how he destroyed that cancer. Think of how he destroyed that gastro. Drive back that nervousness. All these notes of praises that came in this morning. Drive back the smallpox. There is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he can do for you. Only one way. Oh, to touch him. Just believe. Know that God made a promise. The atonement has been revealed. You are identified with that true atonement. The enforcer is here, the quickening power to manifest every promise. Reach out and touch the Lord. Oh, let him heal that deaf and dumb boy. Think of that, that was in the Bible. A father brought his son to Jesus. His brother had a deaf and dumb spirit. The Bible says, in my name, you shall cast out devils. Oh, hallelujah. Have faith and believe God. When omnipotent speak, the miraculous will take place. Omnipotent always speak at a junction time. Every head bowed, every eye closed, as we all agree. Bible says, two shall agree. As in touching anything, it shall be done. For what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, he's passing by. This moment, your needs to supply. Just touch him, believe, as you call on his name this morning. Almighty God, we thank you this morning, Father, to know that the atonement is an action. The shout of the king is in the camp. We no longer have to disbelieve or wonder in our minds. For Elijah has come and has restored back the original atonement. And Father, we have gone beyond the camp, beyond the reproach, as we go to be identified ourselves with that true atonement that is hanging there, Father. Lord, this morning as we stand here, we recognize our position. For the sovereign grace of God have come down and has given us a divine revelation. The veil has been rent. Oh God, a mercy seat is in plain view. That atonement is hanging there dripping with blood this morning. And that blood is speaking better things. And Lord, the seed of Abraham. We come this morning as heirs of the promises of God, Recognize your position, your word, Father. Knowing that every devil is already defeated. For it is written, if two shall agree as I'm touching anything, it shall be done. And what you loose on earth is loose in heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And Lord God, we come, Father, against this deaf and dumb spirit that has his little boy bound this morning. Father God, your word says in your name, we shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out that deaf and dumb devil this morning that is holding that boy captive. May he be loosed this morning for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And Father, believe as we, the church of the living God, believe this morning. Hallelujah. Satan are defeated. We call you to leave that boy this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Father, even Brother Gordon, who is standing here believing with diabetes, God, we condemn that diabetes this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the hour. Hallelujah. An apostolic time shall be once again. Hallelujah. In the church of the living God. This is the hour when the church will live itself in the power of God. This is the hour when supernatural signs, hallelujah, pull the scattered church together and give a rapturing strength. Hallelujah. Oh, God is spoken by a prophet, and we are anointing these things to ourselves this morning. Hallelujah. Lord God, also, Sister Ruth, believing this morning for our Father, who has a diabetic condition. Lord God, as she believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, may that condition move back. Hallelujah. And may our Father receive a total deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, also Sister Marva Luke, standing here this morning, Lord, our ankles are swollen. Lord God, also praying for her neighbor with an asthmatic condition. Oh God, as she would testify to her neighbor, Lord, tell them all the God that she's serving now, the God that she's identified with now. Hallelujah. She have gone beyond a camp to be identified with the true atonement. Lord, may that atonement grow in effect in the life of that girl, Father. May that asthmatic condition be destroyed. As you have destroyed asthmatic conditions amongst us already, so may that one also be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. May a swollen ankle, Father, be returned back to its normal condition this morning, as the angel of God will touch her in her ankle, Father. Granted, Lord. And Lord God, our mother, who is still in pain, we ask that you come to, Lord, comfort her heart, come to strengthen her, Lord God, and come to restore quickly, Father. Lord, the prayer of faith has already prayed. Lord, keep its effect in her life until she's completely delivered. Granted, Father. And Lord God, a word of life for the soul, for the gene of God. Hallelujah. May it come forth this morning, Lord, with such nourishment that as the people would feed upon it, they'd be strengthened in the inner man. And Lord, it'd be lifted up into a place where it can be so completely yielded and surrendered unto you. Lord, you can look down upon them and say, this is my beloved bride. This is my beloved sons and my beloved daughters in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Father, we know the hour of our monk transfiguration is here. For these past 17 years have been a great test of strength. A contest, the battle, the greatest battle Lord has ever fought. Lord, and among temptation, as a people had to prove themselves worthy for the promise. But Lord, you have set aside a people. And Lord God, you have revealed unto us this hour for the refilling of the Holy Ghost. Lord, may that word inspire faith And we take a firm grip upon that promise. And we can anoint these things this morning, Father, and see it make manifest in our midst. Lord, in the strangers, remember them also. Have your way in the service. Get honor and glory. For we commit into your hands. May no man be seen, but may Jesus Christ be seen. May be so led and directed and so inspired by the Holy Spirit. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name for your honor and for your glory. Amen. May I have your seats this morning. Well, we thank God to be here this morning again as we come to gather around His Word. I have a few comments, different things to make before we go to the message. I just come to try by the grace of God, if I could, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to finish up what we started there on Thursday night. Well, since last week, Sunday, I was preaching about finding where the seven tunnels are written. Then Thursday night, I was preaching continuing to that, taking for thought why the seven trumpets was preached supernaturally. Why would God have a power to explain things? Six seals, and then when it comes to the seventh seal, it preaches supernaturally, and the revelation laid hidden from everybody upon the books and the tapes. And the prophet went off the scene with his secret in his heart. Amen. But the Holy Spirit remained back. And he would come to the elected believers. Amen. Appear unto them, show himself alive, quicken them, and then show them where these things are written. And then we'll find where it is written. And then we'll see why it is preached supernaturally. Then we'd be sharing that great secret that God has in his mind, that he shared with the prophet and he shared with the bride. Amen. So you all know, and tomorrow we'll be leaving for Arizona. Myself and about 20 saints. And then four others to come up on the first. Because I was invited to preach in the Easter meetings in Arizona. And we had such a tremendous experience. You all know about it. In December last year, the Holy Spirit came down there, and it's true what the people had received. You know, they invited him back to come and speak in the meetings here. And, you know, we are looking with great expectation to see the Holy Spirit coming upon His Word, because our confidence is that we are saying what the prophet said. Amen. Amen. If you're saying some other thing, that we could have confidence that God is going to back up that, because God didn't just restore back the original apostolic faith for nothing, for some man to go and start some other thing. But God restored back the original apostolic faith that he might gather his bride in that faith. And there'll be a unity in that faith. And that faith is not without signs, wonders, and miracles. For the evidence that faith has been restored back is that bride will be doing the greater works. Amen. And we know that God had promised inspiration would come. Amen. To inspire our faith, the Spirit would come to energize the word that was sown in the people. Amen. And then we'd have dynamics and mechanics. Amen. See, because the Holy Spirit was doing a teaching job all these years. Amen. Had to reveal to the bride what time she was living in, what part of the world she was to manifest, what our promise was for this hour. And that was a great battle, because false anointed ones was misplacing, mislocating, and misinterpreting the word of God. And wisdom and faith battled for 15 years. The greatest battle ever fought, wisdom versus faith, for 15 years. But then when the angel appeared to the shepherd, the battle was over. Amen. Amen. Because the angel came to the shepherds in the heat of the night and revealed to them where the Messiah was. Then it was over, because the shepherds had a revelation, amen, of the Messiah on the earth, amen. And then the bride could be invisibly united, amen, and visible union, amen, the bride and the bridegroom, and the head, amen, taking its place on the body. Then she knows he in her fulfilling his own works that he left for this time. Then she has the mind of Christ, and she knows what to do with the word. Then faith sees what God wants done and operates through that channel. Then the bride is no longer having no more dry services. Amen. No kind of long wearing, people can't lift their hands. Then the father shouted to the king in the camp. You hear the sound of the spirit in the mulberry tree. And they will not remove his arm. Because you turn your mother into dancing. Amen. He will turn your sorrow into joy. He will drop all your tears. Amen. He will put a spring in your step. Then you will see the eagles in the place where the hawks can't follow. Then you will see people disintegrating. You will see loose feathers falling off. Amen. Then you will know who the bride is. Amen. Then you will see another real revelation of what is God in simplicity. Then because you will see God in a humble bunch of people despised and rejected. Are people who the nice people thought couldn't be the people, but they respected the birthright. Hallelujah. They might not have been nice like Esau. Amen. But there was a love of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what a thing it was these past few years. And that's where many people, they get their mind blown because they don't understand what God has done for the past few years. Maybe not a revelation. What part of the sheet was played out? When they pick up the sheet, you don't want to play anywhere. And you'll be playing out on the sheet, but you're not getting no inspiration. Amen. And you want to know, why am I saying the world? I'm saying certain things and nothing had happened. And people shouting and praising God and testifying of signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. Because why? They're playing the part of the world that the Holy Spirit is inspired to play. They get a revelation that brings them into a channel where they are now in the spirit of the composer. The spirit come off the composer and drop down upon them to put the symphony in the right swing. Amen. And people don't understand what is going on. Why are they behaving like that? Amen. But the strike, the main vein. You see, like Brother Ram talked about the oil. How he had his vision of the oil. See where the oil well was. And all these men wanted it. But God don't ever give it like that, just like that. He tried the motive and the objective first. So there's a season for the trial of the motive and the objective. To see what they want to do with it. And many a man, while they're drilling, after a while, they run out of oil. The little vein that they struck in the message dry up. And the revelations have flowed. Amen. But he says these birds, their motive wasn't right. They said they were used for the glory of God, but they tried to cheat one another out of it after a time. When they struck the well. But they didn't know, they only struck a side vein. A little revelation here and there. But they had the real main vein. He said, a next man come around and strike the main vein. Amen. He said, it was the only time. He said, what they get was only the overflow of that one. Amen. But that man struck the main vein. And I believe by the grace of God, he struck the main vein. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people thought it was just another overflow. So they said, after 2-3 months, it will dry up. You're tired of hearing people shouting. It must fizzle up. But we have to break down the walls and push the building back. Hallelujah. And yet there's room. Glory to God. Amen. Because this shout was because the king is here. The light has come to the city. The city is not without light. The lamb is the light of the city, and the city is the bride. Amen. This is the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. And Melchizedek is God in the word form. And Melchizedek is the king of Salem. And the king has come to the city. This is the secret. The word is in the bride. The bride is the city and the word is the light. And the light was the revelation of the rapture. The threefold mystery that is bringing us into the resurrection. Hallelujah. So it's happening and many people don't know. But we are happy because we have understanding. Amen. The Son of God had come and had given us an understanding. The darkness is past. The true light now shineth. Amen. So we see what is happening. We see what is taking place. And we no longer have no sad faces. We look at everybody must smile. Amen. Why the Holy Spirit put a smile in your heart? He put joy back in your heart. In your heart there rings a melody of love divine. Amen. And that is what the word always does. The true word always brings joy, because the joy of the Lord is the strength. Why many people are weak and discouraged? They have no strength. Amen. Because they lack the joy. The joy in the Holy Ghost. Because our palm home eat off the joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the tree. Amen. Why do they not have fellowship? Because our locusts get the leaves. Leaves is fellowship. They have no shade. Amen. See, they need some water. But around the out in the desert there, in Arizona, a bunch of cactus and everything sticky. See? You gotta meet people who are all irritable and all this in argument. They're lacking water. The deserts are dry. They bring like a brittle, sticky kind of net here. Amen. But brother, we thank God when we went there. The Holy Spirit spoke a stream in the desert. There shall be pools in the desert. Amen. See? And we see the Holy Spirit coming down and aggregating the water to cool you off. Amen. He has cooled you off these past few months. And they bring out nice green leaves. You're a shady tree. Why people love to come here? Because of a shade. Amen. They can sit down by the banks of the river. Hallelujah. You're a shade. You're going someplace, the pelting stones at you. Tiny minister see you walk in the service. He forget how he preaches and preach at you. We don't have time for that here. We're preaching the mystery, the revelation of Jesus Christ to put the bread in the rapture in grace. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit bring you a castell. But the Holy Spirit bring you for a purpose. Amen. See, so then we realize that people love to come under the shell. Nice leaves. Turn and be the balance of that. Everybody happy, smiling. Amen. No make-believe business. Why? The love of God be shed upon the heart by the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, and then they have fruits too. Amen. Because the trees bring forth fruit, or fruit season now. We find the real type of insecticide to keep the bugs away from the fruit. Amen. See, how some bugs like to come out of the fruit. But then, when they walk in the street, you see a man up here. You see the angel with the big cat on his back. You ever pass a language and place where they have them big gardens? See a man be walking in the field with a big tall boots. See, and a big cat on his back. With a big kind of brass cat, a long handle. So, and you only walk and watch them plants in the field. And he's squirting, amen. Get them bugs out of the place. Amen. No bugs, you're going to eat them nobody fruit here. You're going to bring back 9 fruits. Amen. 9 ripened fruits too. Amen. And the bark is the real original apostolic bark. Amen. The bark is the covering the doctrine. Amen. All 7 seals and 7 thunders. Original bark is on the tree again. Amen. See, and the life, the original life. Amen. The caterpillar wish could get that life, but no more. There's a revelation now. Amen. And the revelation have given the bride the ability to defend her heritage. No, you see, back there, the mystery wasn't fully revealed. So the enemy move in and eat away what was going on. See, because the original apostle had died already. And those other men didn't have the revelation. They had it. But then now it made plain again. Amen. To the opening of the 7 seals. So now it's made plain. You see, we can defend it now because we see how the spirits move already. And we know how they intend to move again in the last days. We know that it's going to be a repeat performance of all diabolical cunning and cruelty. But we have on the whole arm of God to stand against the words of the devil. Amen. So we are grateful to him who has been so gracious unto us to really bless us these past few months and strengthen us and have multiplied his word and his blessing among us, that there is not one person that is left with a cup empty and the plate empty. Amen. Everybody's mouth is greasy and their hands. And amen. See, they're coming dig right in. Like roots, you come in barley harvest. God didn't bring some of y'all in the wheat harvest, he brings some of y'all in the barley harvest. It's because you can't left in the barley. Amen. And in the early days, when they come in the message, you know, many people come in there, a lot of people fail to get overthrow because a man putting fear on people and misinterpreting the word and overthrowing people's faith and they know where they stand. But then the revelation is so plain and so full now. Ain't no God answering every question, dissolving every doubt, the keys unlocking every door. Amen. Ain't no man who wants everybody prophesy and we get that. Those things are over. There is a people who is formed. Amen. The grain is formed again and it's been ripened with great acceleration right now. But from the moment the grain is formed, it picks up that revelation in the word that could not be preached all these years, yet we know it was there. We was probing at it. What is this voice of the archangel? What is this second cycle? It means something. What is this new name? What is this tunnels? We don't know. It means something. Amen. But when the life is formed, when the grain is formed, watch God put the word together. What the revelation can play and what God wrote the make-believe out. What the people's eyes get open and they begin to recognize their position and rightly divide the age, rightly divide the promise, rightly divide the scripture. Amen. And bind up the spirit of wisdom that was trying to put fear in the heart. And the mamba is broken a nut. Amen. Because God will bind up with a perfect revelation. Amen. The Holy Spirit give the power of faith to bind the mamba. Revelation. Faith to revelation. How to bind the mamba. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what made the mamba powerful? Amen. That he could use a lot of fear. See? And put a lot of fear into the heart of them, disbelieve the word. And they see themselves in the mirror. But they're going to say, that it's me. And the mamba said, that it's not you. And they're afraid to say it. Amen. So they try to wave and they see the boy wave back. And the girl says, well, that's me. And the mamba say it. And see people laugh at you. Amen. And then the boy is getting more and more revelation because the life has been formed. You change the glory and the glory. Until you're beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. Hallelujah. And when he saw it, something struck his heart. Amen. He had the answer now for the mamba. And the mamba goes and said, that is not you. He said, hold your peace. If that is not me, why is the reflection waving back with a wave at it? Hallelujah. It had to move back now. Because the people can approve what part of the world is now and bring a revelation of the conception to the birth to show how you are that part of the world. While others could only preach a prophecy, some person could say how the prophecies come in history. And that separates the believer from the make-believer. Amen. So there's been a tremendous thing to watch up for the past few years and see how the spirit of the make-believers, St. Matthew 24:24, the church spirit and the church people move in the framework of the church. But we had to wait for revelation to discern it and withstand it. But before we could discern it, we had to study his strategy. And God had to allow us to go through things we didn't want to go through. But his predestined mystery allowed us to go through it. Amen. And we feel bad in our flesh when some of us, you know, kind of fail. But God only allowed us to go through that to get a revelation of the enemy. So we can come on this season knowing the strategy of the enemy, knowing how he operates, knowing how to withstand him now. We can discern him now. We can tell the two seed apart. Amen. my. You see? So when you think of what is happening, when you think of what is taking place, it is great. It's tremendous. Because you know what you know. And nobody can take away what you know from you. Because the Holy Spirit put it in your heart. Amen. See, I was saying on Thursday night, the inside teacher now is teaching the people. Because they have been born by the incorruptible seed of the word. And the inside teacher is teaching them now. Then the outside teachers who has mislocated, misplaced, and misinterpreted the word have no influence upon them because they are believing the teacher on the inside. They have an unction from the Holy One. An anointing that teaches them all things. They are eagles. And they could sit down under a feed of chickens and realize you cannot feed them with a feed of chickens. Amen. Because why? When the minister, the chicken minister, tried to take the coat and say, you can't live high above a pastor, and the hidden man come to a pastor, they could say, you are a pastor, but not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah. Amen. God, bringing a mystery for the hour. Yeah. Amen. Because there's gifts in the body, and there's gifts out of the body. There's gifts in the Book of Life, and there's gifts in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah. Amen. Judas was an apostle in the Book of Life. But Peter was an apostle in the Lamb's Book of Life. Balaam was a prophet in the Book of Life. But Moses was a prophet in the other section. All the Romans were evangelists in the Book of Life. But Malachi was a prophet in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And so God had a 2-5-4 ministry today in the Lamb's section of the Book of the Life that is preaching the redemptive promises. Amen. That knows the Messiah is on the earth. And those others in the Book of Life are theologians, but the shepherds in the Lamb Book of Life. Yeah. Because shepherds have to do with sheep, and sheep have to do with redemption. Yeah. Amen! Yeah. And the message of redemption, all this comes to shepherds, and the message of redemption in the Lamb Book of Life. Yeah. Amen! But the theologians, gifts and call of repentance, they are gifted too. Then the other section, but they cannot preach. Amen! They don't have the blood. They like cane, the fruit, not the blood. Because the blood is the word, and the shepherd is the word who come in the world. He has the blood to redeem the sheep. Amen. Think about that this morning. Let that fit down in the little space you have in your heart. That little pyramid shape space in your heart. Let that go right and fit inside of there. Amen. See, so God's grace have been extended unto us here, and that is what has been going on. And that is why we're trying to keep man out of the picture completely. Amen. The spirit of man finished the Pentecostal age. We in the eagle age now, so we don't want man in the picture. Because from right in this pulpit, God cursed sons of Kish and Saul. Amen. And May the 31st, the Holy Spirit said, the shock spirit is finished. Amen. See, and then we had a chair on the place and make your face the east. We got to be set aside. Amen. You see, you sit so before. We didn't have that. But the Holy Spirit said, move the pulpit everything and put it here. Let them face east now. Amen. The rising of the sun, the quickening power is here to get the seed. He is risen among his people. Amen. So when you come, the resurrected presence of the resurrected word, the Messiah is here among the people. Amen. He showed himself alive by infallible proofs, manifestation of his presence, and speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. And many looking for something out of the scripture. They failed to recognize that Jesus, after the resurrection, he never really went and performed the miracles. Amen. Because you see, when he came the first time, when he came there to the people, he said, search the scriptures. In them, I think you have eternal life, but they are there to serve me. Just like Malachi 4. Malachi 4 is showing the Pentecostals where the age was and where it had a promise that was actually being unfolded right there and then. Amen. The Holy Spirit is in charge. Amen. Just let it get some breeze. He knows what's wrong. Amen. So what's something? So then,
Jesus came and he saw the Jerusalem, which are a place that they went to the formality.
Amen.
We want to see what Malachi 4 said. The same angel is here because the shout is the angel speaking. The voice of the archangel is the angel speaking. And the trumpet is the angel. Christ does all three. It must be that same angel. In the shout, in the voice, in the trump.
Amen.
And the voice is only recycling back.
Amen.
The shout message, but coming in the bright form.
Amen.
See, that's all. And instead of identifying Malachi for part, we identify the bride part. So the spirit of the bride is saying, come. The bride identifies herself in the scripture. Because she knows she is part of the world also.
Amen.
So Jesus had to show them that who he was from the scripture, why he came from the scriptures. And after he went to the cross and he came back, he had come back now not to go back and do no more signs to identify himself. He came back now to reveal the mystery behind what he had lived on. But up to that point, all they had known the things were was as events. Just only read it and hear about it, but just as events. And the angels came and never picked here. And the pillar of fire for the gods never picked here. And judgment struck the west coast. And there was film on the earthquake. And there are different things, you see? And the only events. And the sword of the prophet's hand, but the event. See? But here the Holy Spirit is going to come back now to take the veil off and show what he was really doing, what he really achieved, and how they're going to enter into it. Amen. Because when Joshua went over the promised land, he wasn't just preaching about Moses coming to Egypt. He was preaching a revelation to bring the people into the possession of their inheritance. Amen. He had to show them how to possess Jericho, how to possess that path. And the true fivefold ministry, the judgment of a man and the Holy Ghost. Because the captain of the Lord host is the one with intelligence. He is the intelligence. The head comes to the body to reveal what is God's objective, how God is going to possess. Amen. The promises that we know is promised. Amen. We know it's promised. But how are you going to do it? We know the temple is promised, but when the revelation to bring you to operate the temple. Amen. Amen. There's a key to the law of that faith that controls the power of God. Amen. I preached that a couple of weeks for you. You don't scream and wish it could be there. You have to work by God's law to get it. And there's a revelation to get the promises of God. You have to get the laws of redemption that govern the promises of God. Amen. Because outside the atonement, there is no covenant. Many people want to be in the covenant and they recognize the atonement yet. You have to see the atonement to be in the covenant. Because without an atonement, there is no covenant. There's a kill the lamb and tear the skin apart. Right in a new heaven, part of the old person, all the other part. And God taught Jesus Christ, amen, take the body part and send back the Holy Spirit to the church. Then that the Spirit comes in the mystical body, amen, and they are in the covenant with God. They are part of the contract that God has made because they have the evidence in them to show that God has brought them into a covenant. Amen. And how can a person come to the Holy Spirit today and not be identified with the true word? When the very true word is speaking forth now in this hour and showing that many may have the baptism of the Holy Ghost but never had eternal life before they got it. Amen. See, yes, I had an experience on a certain day. Yes, you feel a certain world, but how come you never revealed the part of the world that is a coming continuity to the prophet? Amen.
Because
it's not where you feel on a certain day.
It's where the light that's coming forth is revealing the sealed word. Because though the prophet preached the bright part, it's sealing the message still. Because they get it, you have to be quick to enter there. Because it shuts from everybody else.
Amen. Because that word is only a written record.
Showing that there's going to be a word predestinated to come to the word written. Then the predestined word, the word himself, takes the word itself and identifies himself in itself. Amen! So that's why Jesus, who was the manifestation of the prophecy of the Bible, was standing up on the outside of the Bible. Take the scroll from the priest that spoke of him to be there at that time. Find exactly what part was supposed to be manifested by the Messiah. Read it and identify himself inside it. Show them what all it was and who he was and what he had come to manifest. And the true bride must do that in this hour in order to be separated from the hawks. The hawks will wait on the telephone post for some man to come mash a rabbit. But buddy, eagles hunted their own food. Amen! Hallelujah! Because the revelation of the Lord himself have already descended from heaven. Is he in Bataria? Moving in and out among the people, and they are worshiping the living Christ. Because those seven seals in the back of the book have uttered the voices of the damned, making plain what was a mystery on the inside. And now they recognize the position they hold. Because that is what the word's supposed to do. Those seven seals in the back will reveal what was on the inside. Because what was on the inside was a sealed mystery. Amen! But those seven spirits in the backside becoming one spirit, the token, the Holy Spirit, the Word himself. Amen! After you heard the Word of truth. Amen! Seven written seals, seven sealed mysteries. Then come the Holy Spirit of promise, he himself. Amen! See, to reveal those things. See? After you heard the Word of truth, then you were sealed by the Spirit of promise. But the Word of truth is the Word itself, and the Spirit of promise is the Word himself. The Spirit and the Word is one. Two different forms of the Holy Ghost. His print itself and his manifest itself. Amen. And what is so strange about that? That is simple and for the believers. That ain't a big complicated business. Amen. You see, if you had written your life story, you could pick back up your life story and read your life story. Amen. You see, and if you had known your future before you even live it out, you're going to even write the part of your future, but when you read it, you're going to say where you was at the present time. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Don't write out the whole thing and you live out part yet. When you read it, you is the only one who can say what part of the book you're at right now. Amen. Amen. Then if Jesus Christ is the Word in every age, and the bride is he in the bride form, because she is the feminine part of God. Amen. She's the word for the hour. Then when he comes here in that form, when he takes up the word, wouldn't he be able to read and identify what part of the word he is at the present time? Well, then that would have to be the evidence of the Holy Ghost to approve his God in the people again. To show it's not a religious outward motion, it's not going to church, but recognizing what part of the word is to be manifested now. Yeah. Amen. So this is what the Holy Spirit have been doing there to the true believers and bringing them into a place where they have a channel of communication. They have a channel of inspiration that have been opened up to them by the revelation, identifying to them who they are and what they are raised up for. That revelation have opened a channel for them. Because now that they've found the true identity, amen, they are beginning to know themselves as they were known. Amen. Amen. So you see, this is what is happening, and we see that taking place in such simplicity
right among the true believers, but the world is shut up from it. Because they can't be born again. The only way they enter it is to be born again. And they can't be born again, so then you see what is actually happening. Amen. So here, in this morning, we I just want to let you know that, you know, we're leaving in the morning and going over there, and we're looking for great things to happen. Amen. Not know why things happen. The great things to happen is the things prophesied to happen. Amen. That's what the great things are. Great things is not how you want to feel in your flesh. Great things is looking for what was prophesied to happen. And recognizing the prophecy becoming history. Amen. See? And seeing God in simplicity among the elected seed, interpreting his prophesied promises. Amen. And we have been taught the prophecy all these years, and we knew the promises that were prophesied. Amen. But now we have seen the checkered shirt. And the checkered shirt let us know you're no longer under expectation for the fulfillment of the vision, but you are in the vision now, and it is in the process of fulfillment. You see, God has showed the prophet things before it happened. And he would see it in a vision. God revealed a promise to him through a vision. Because the vision was a revelation, really, coming in the form of a vision, because it's making known something. And then Brother Bram would see himself doing something that is not a present tense, but he will do it. So he sees himself already doing this particular thing. And then the time comes, you know, where he go wrong and he speak and testify, and he's looking for the fulfillment of what God make known to him that's going to happen in his life. So it's under expectation for the fulfillment. But in the vision, God allows him to see certain things that when the vision is actually coming to pass, he'll be able to recognize it is a vision actually coming to pass. And I'm now in the vision. But even though you see it and you know how to identify it, the possibility still lies. You don't have to recognize it. You can be bypassing the vision. But because God will let his word go unfulfilled, he's on the scene to lay his hand upon your shoulder and make you check yourself. So it could be the season of something, and you realize that you can't do that thing now. And you're ordained to do it now. I could be walking away from doing the thing you're ordained to do that very hour. Because when he saw the dead boy laying there and everything was set in place, he was going to walk away and go to his hotel. But in the vision, he saw himself raising that boy, that he's performing that work. But because the one who gives the vision was there to interpret the vision, hallelujah! The maker of the promise was there to interpret the promise. He was on the scene. It touched him and bring him to the consciousness he was in the vision. And when he recognized him in the vision, he said, "This boy don't raise, run out of Finland." Amen, as a false prophet. Well, the rest is history, you know what happened afterwards. Amen. So here we see now, our people for all these years have been taught the word. See, we are not a prophet. God will make our subconscious mind, our conscious mind close together. We have to dream dreams. Yeah. Amen. We don't see it right away. We have to go to sleep to get it. Yeah. And suffering grace, not when you eat too much, not when you imagine in your mind, you've got much business. Suffering grace ducks over in the subconscious mind many a times and would show you something. Yeah. Amen. If you're taught in the word, you're to wait for it to happen. Yeah. To be the interpretation. You don't want to run forth and give an interpretation without seeing it over. Amen. Because then you'll be taking a chance with the word, and you must take no chance with the word. Amen. So what's something? So here now, we have been taught the word all these years of there is going to come Mount Transfiguration time. There is going to come a final quickening time. There is going to come a second cycle time. There is going to come a time when the revelation strike the crystals in the heart and manifest and reveal itself. Amen. And those who knew his prophesied promises were under expectation, watching and waiting for it, knowing that God cannot lie. Amen. Praying in accordance with God's prophesied promises. Amen. Then the Holy Spirit drops you on the scene. Quickly they recognize what is happening, like on June the 3rd. And they recognize what's taking place quickly. Amen. And we just slide into the channel. Amen. And here, brother, we see the caribou down there already. We don't spot it. Amen. See? And we spot the checkered shirt. He had seen the caribou and he'd seen the checkered shirt. We didn't shoot it yet. Amen. But oh my, he's happy. Because you know he can't fail. It was taking him some time to walk along the other side of the mountain. Because it was out of the sight in the gun. The gun maybe could have shoot for about 200 yards. But we aren't yeah, you want to hit it, you see? So you had to move along. And while he's moving along there, but in his heart, he's just thanking and praising God. Because you know the one who showed him the vision, who showed him that he's in the vision, who showed him the checkered shirt, who showed him the caribou, he knows he's able to hold it there until he comes within shooting distance. Hallelujah! Amen. So you already see a finished work because you know the wheels are turning. Amen. It's in motion and ain't nothing could stop it. Amen. But the doves, he says, who are not interested and they hear a certain thing being played out in the symphony, they think it's a bunch of rattling noise. And people come in here and they say, a second cycle and new name and unknown language and them complicating things. It's like a bunch of rattling noise. But the doves who was interested and listened for that change of beat, when they heard it, they knew I know something had to be going on all these years. I couldn't put my finger in, I couldn't put it down. Amen, but I mean to see if it makes sense now. Amen. Because God didn't go to sleep after he took the prophet of the scene. Amen. See, and then those who are interested, they begin to get in the rhythm of the word. So you get in the rhythm of the word this morning. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit will put you in step. See, so this time there's a little background here of what has been going on inside this place. And let us see what has been the word being interpreted. Amen. Those who've been preached had to place you so you could relate to what God is doing. Because the same harmony that exists between the father and the son must exist between the bride and the groom. But the son knew it was the father in him fulfilling his own work for that present time. He knows the father in him doing the works. And the bride will have to know the groom in her fulfilling his own work for this present time. Amen. And they cannot do nothing except before show them. Amen. So he shows us do certain things. I've been doing these things here. Many people didn't understand why certain notes was being played. It was to make the house of hell give way to the name of Jesus Christ. It was to bind the mamba. So the house had been broken and people have been delivered and then the mamba is bung in a nut and nobody ain't being afraid of no mamba no more. Amen. Nobody running from the mamba no more. Because they see the mamba in another side of it and can't get out. Amen. See? So here, people can understand now that in secret, the Holy Spirit, giving the revelation which I've been trying to show you on Tuesday night, how that great secret the devil wanted to get a hold of is being put in the hearts of the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he had been whispering those things in the air. So we hope it's going to go over. There we can feel the liberty that we feel here. And we trust that you garrison us in prayer while we're out in the foreign field. Amen. Amen. But remember, here is where we're operating from. Amen. Amen. See, here is a place here. You see, so we hear and what God has done here. It might happen at a little corner in Bayatari here. But you don't watch it happen or how it happens. What you're watching, what's happening is your word being revealed. And regardless of what part of the world you come from, you stay the same better than nobody. You better come according to the word already given by the prophet. But many people have tried to Americanize the prophet message. But the angels didn't come from America, they came from the New Jerusalem. And God brought the message from the New Jerusalem to show it is no man going to nationalize the message. Show that no man going to bring the ark in his own city. Amen. It's one provided place where your place is named, and that is where the covenant is in effect. Like somebody said, Brother Abraham, will the rapture take place out in the west? Should we gather in the west? He said, no. They gather in place in Christ. Amen. Because the bride is universal around the world. They want to Americanize the message. They want to put it in some location or something, some geographic business. Because some man want to make a person something. They want it in Tucson, they want it in Germany, in different places. It will stay in heaven. Hallelujah. Because you have to be quickened and be caught up in the mystery. Hallelujah. You have to be caught up in heavenly places. Amen. Thus said the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ain't no man going to inject his person in the message. If the prophet had died seven deaths, which man will come and inject his person in the prophet message? And in secret. Amen. Why the prophet can get results is because he was not in the picture. Amen. And any man have to fit Elijah mantle without having the same shape Elijah had. Otherwise the Jordan will stay closed. Amen. A lot of man want to spot on Elijah mantle. Amen. You better get in shape Elijah had. Hallelujah. Amen. God can trust Elijah. Amen. See, that's why I use him five times. You're going to trust him. Amen. Amen. So then, I want a double portion of the Spirit of Elijah. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. That was promised the bride. Amen. So we go over there. We'll be there for about less than 3 weeks. We have a few blackout days that the Holy Spirit arranged. It must be a certain amount of days. Amen. God has specified among the days to do what you have to do. Amen. Sometimes we don't let you know all those things, but it doesn't mean nothing going wrong. Amen. And we, you know, will be without a few here because for the first time we go with this amount of people going up at one time, and we are trusting that, you know, while I say this morning, you will recognize that it's the Holy Spirit I'm speaking about. And what you have been doing, so you would see then that what is going on here will continue to go on here. It's not me, I'm not doing nothing. That's why I had to make this so strong. So you will look at me. If I come back 10 years and I can't preach nothing, I've got to preach the message already. We have formed the part of the world and that have been taught to you. That have been in your heart. After Barbara preached his message, you couldn't preach nothing else. That's why I find all the messages you're going to be saved. Because there's only one message. Like they sing about the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. You know what makes it different? Let me tell you. As you sing about some of the blood of Jesus Christ this morning, I'm sitting there thinking. And so we always hear about the blood, and sometimes we talk about the blood, and like the blood, everybody knows the blood. And like, you know, the blood ain't nothing then. But then, you know what happened? The spirit that was in that blood is here moving among the people. And whenever the spirit comes upon you and quicken you, like the thing will be happening to you all over again. Like you're getting saved all over again. You're getting down to the Holy Ghost all over again. You're getting back your first love all over again. You just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. So don't you know that when you quicken the atmosphere and you get back in it, it becomes a little more real. It becomes a little more real. And you see, what you have is what it will take to get you over the other side. To overcome every devil. But your faith muscles is not strong enough to use that the way you ought to use it. So God is not giving you another thing. He's developing your faith muscles. So every time you come, the same sword that you cut through the first enemy line with, that you get the first drink of water with, is the same sword when you take it right over. For the king only have one sword. That's his work. You see, but then you felt. The righteousness didn't even faith under faith. Amen. You change from glory unto glory. Amen. And your green faith is becoming ripe. Amen. You see? So this is what's happening. So you see, you come into His presence. When you gather, that's why I always preach where you're being gathered, where the covenant is being effect. You see? I always have to preach that to let you see you gather in the place that is being revealed to you, an entrance being ministered to you, to enter in there, because the only place God made in man, the earth today, is in the place where He placed His name. Amen. But the word interpreted is the manifestation of the name of God. Amen. And which word being interpreted? Which part of the word? Because the word is allotted for a time and for a season. And the part of the word for this season being interpreted now is where God's name is being manifested. And that is where the blood is in effect, because that is where the ones who the blood was shed for is gathered, and they are the heirs of the promises of God. And that is why when a brother prays, when a sister prays, when a believer prays, because that brother or sister no more, a believer, these signs shall follow them that believe. Women receive the dead back to life, one put take a job and beat down 1,000 Philistines, one take an ox go and run to 300 Philistines. Amen. This way, this one pull on the gates of Gaza, one wind the sling, and what shall I more say? Amen. Time will fail to tell Brother Winston and Brother John here. Amen. You see, and Brother Gracia and Brother Wayne. You see, because why? These all are continuation of Hebrews 11. All of you see in the Lamb Book of Life is a continuation of Hebrews 11. That record never stopped, yeah? That the heroes of faith. Amen. Amen. You see, Paul didn't have time to finish talk. Or did I call all of you down here too? Amen. Amen. Because he saw you in the world in the last days, your heart being turned back. He saw you going to manifest all that God worked to achieve through 7 church ages. Amen. So notice. So, the place where you've been gathered is in that place where He placed His name. And that when we gather in the air, then we look to man no more. We see no man save Jesus only. And the brother said, read that backwards, is only Jesus saves. Amen. See? So that is what's happening. You see? And in the air, then you have been delivered from the spirit of man. See, because the trouble with many people today, that they are bound by the spirit of man. And they need to be delivered from the spirit of man. Amen. God, respect God's servants. Amen. Recognize God, identify channels of communication. Understand the mystery of how God is working through His five ministries to bring the word to pass in this hour. The portion that they have to fulfill. But then you have a portion for you too. But when you get go off on man, you don't even see your own portion. So if you want to be Christian, only sing the minister. And the minister backslide and the whole church fall down. Not God church. So God should build upon the minister. God should build upon the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe that? God. My. The believers meeting. Only believers. No wonder we are feeling so free. I just feel like rivers of living water. I can say anything this morning. Amen. So what's something? So you take your post because we'll be 26 people week. See, 26 people missing. And you know, if people lifting up alone or walking with it, and then a measure of people let go, then the load become a bit more weightier. Amen. Amen. And then when those are conscious that these would stop off at a certain time, then they had to brace themselves, otherwise the load might crash them. Yeah. They might go on gas train if they let go of a sudden. So we don't want to let go of a sudden. I want to tell this morning, we get ready to let go. So you take a form of grip this morning. Hallelujah. Why do you see that? Take a form of grip this morning. So I pray that Lord, when the government stands set on the post of duty, let me be responsible. Let me be ready to give in the extra that is needed now. Amen. Because I believe that you believe we go in the service of the Lord. That's why last week, Wednesday night, I had to make it so plain and lay down so hard home there in the service to let everybody see that what we're going on is God's business. You see, because if the people are conscious who go in, then they'll cause trouble. You see, when at time Paul is going to a certain place and Mark wants to go, and he's going to go, Paul said, that man going, I ain't going to one place. It looks like I have, it looks like I ain't no love. It looks like you're kind of hard. But you have a revelation. You have the right side when you're going to possess certain things. You have team spirit, you have people conscious of one thing. I know the excuse Paul gave why he wasn't carrying. He said he last went a certain place. He said this man went somewhere else. See? Went up on your own place, your own business somewhere. Amen. You see? So this is what we're going in here. We're conscious of something we're going to take. And we have to have a certain strategy to go and take this thing. A certain order, a certain conduct, a certain discipline. We are our one mind. And if you don't know, Simon and Brother Roderick here, they will be in charge of the people on the mission. Amen. Because this has to be a mission accomplished, you know. This is something that I get dead on the cross here. Not until they get generally closed, then they're pulling the trigger, you know. When you hit, the target and jump up and shout, you want to hit the bullseye. Yeah. Amen. See, so we're going to have the service coming as usual. Amen. And we have the brothers here, amen, who are well able to give account of themselves. Amen. How many believe that? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad to know you stand with them too. Amen. Because I believe they are faithful brothers. Amen. See if you see them going off, you'll know they're going off because you train too. Amen. But they are faithful as far as I know. Amen. They stand here to keep in remembrance of these things that have been preached here. Of these that have been revealed amongst us here. Amen. They have the same objective and motive. To see that the Holy Spirit has the preeminence. Because you know that is the secret. They know that is the secret. The Holy Spirit having the preeminence. Amen. So we're looking forward for a tremendous time back here also. Amen. As I say,
God already made a covenant. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here. I just come and meet the Holy Spirit here. So I know that I didn't bring him alone. Amen. You see? So then, when I come and meet the people, they fit inspired, they have a testimony. A thing that God has done. Then God have been, during this past season, since I've been back here, I've been seeing people, they actually, you know, God having them in situations where they get their personal testimony, even though they're approved to the church that God is dealing with individuals here. Not just the minister, individual, God in everybody. Yeah. All who quicken the covenant, God is with them. Yeah. Amen. So, I trust by the grace of God, you keep coming to this time, keep making your duty to be here early, to be prayed up, because you know that that is part of why we have been successful as we are. Yeah. Anybody come to our door, they find people on their face under the chair here. Amen. Pray, because why? See, they have a passion to know the word. They have a cry for reaching out in the spirit. They have a fervent desire to please God. They don't want lukewarmness for my again. I think they come back inside of here. We don't want learning to replace revelation. We don't want reason to replace faith. We don't want program to replace spontaneous praise in the Holy Ghost. You'll find that I've replaced these things all over the island. But here you want to stand God. Yeah. Amen. Because here we're making room for the blessing. Yeah. Here we're digging some ditches. Yeah. And we have some angels who are going to stand God to make sure nobody throw back nothing that we dig out. Yeah. Because we know as much as we empty out, there's so much we're going to receive. Yeah. Amen. And that's what the Holy Spirit has been doing. So I've been glad to see the Holy Spirit for the past few months. And the couple of times the Lord had us to go out there with the message. Because you see, many have been running out the message. And that has caused a confusion. And that has brought many honest in heart in captivity. But when the second cycle comes, God will go back for the honest in heart. And the house of hell will have to give way to the name that is revealed in the seven thunders. Because it will not be just saying it, it will be manifesting the Father's name. And recently I've taken St. John 4 and I drop it off there, and you understand St. John 4 now. Amen. Don't say to yourself, it's 4 months of harvest, because the field is already white for harvest. And how do you know the field is white to harvest? Because the life is in the grain. How do you know the life is in the grain? Because the revelation showing the bride part of the message is being made plain now. That mystery there. And it takes the life to be formed. It takes the life to get in the grain to reveal that part of the word. That is why people who couldn't see something for years, see, they can see it now. That is why something that could be preached for years could be preached now. And not just preaching with presumption. Identified and proved by the word that that is that. That's what we're talking about. See, so that you will not be wavering, but you'll be established in the word, established in the faith, having a spiritual revelation of the word rightly divided. You know what God is doing. Amen. Amen. So, for the past few services there, it was good, for the past few months rather, it was good to see that there are people here who have caught a revelation of not just the letter of the word, but the word that have been prophesied. See, unto us, and then recognize the word being interpreted. Amen. And that, only when a person comes to that place, then you could defend what is being preached. Then you can guard what is being preached. Then it could be a defense of the gospel. Amen. Then you could stand there with a spirit of discernment to discern truth from error. Amen. You see, and I believe that those that are standing, they can discern truth from error. Amen. And you who are sitting there, but Ram says the Ephesian church. Amen. He said that even Paul could have preached something different to the Ephesian church. And I always believe that there is not no Hebrew church, no Corinthian church. I always believe we in heavenly places. I always believe the word has been preached here in depth and with clarity and in power. I always believe that God has approved his word. Amen.
So I believe then that here you could sit here and you yourself is a defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because this is all when many people is trying to discredit the word of God. Satan have a two-pronged attack, but Abraham says, discrediting the word and attempted destruction of God's people. Amen. And just you know, we had a little brother get some trouble coming, a young brother just coming there, and you know, two vultures pass and pull the seed out of his heart. See? Trying to overthrow his faith. See? And then when you see that, you realize that there's a spirit there, a delusion trying to move there to overthrow the people's faith in what the Holy Spirit is trying to get them to see. You see, it's not just preaching anything, but it's a specific thing being preached. That's why the people are being delivered. It's saying the right thing. Breaking certain chains and certain spirits that had their mind shackled for years and giving them a liberty, and that they could stand fast in the liberty which Christ has made them free. And don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. And don't have their minds corrupted from the simplicity of Christ by somebody preaching another Jesus. Amen. Don't be bewitched by somebody after the gospel has been evidently set forth among you. See? And the Ephesian church had hated these the Nicolaitans. They came out of the world and was going to make sure the world didn't come back amongst them. Holiness wasn't a phrase of speech. It was a matter of life. Amen. See? And that's why we try to establish a church here and preach these things. And speaking to you, the church this morning, you see? Amen. Giving you a word here before we leave. You see, trying to let you see what has been happening, let you see what, you know, what is, what charge you've been charged this morning. Because I charge before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, I charge you this morning to hold fast the former song words which thoughts you see for me. Amen. See, because this morning you are part of the truth of the living God. Amen. Because I'm preaching to the ones here in that place where God has placed his name. There with the oil and with the wine. Amen. And you have to, you know, sometimes you get a kind of spirit that's come upon people and say, the minister in the air, and you know, I ain't feel like going to service today. And it have people coming in here. And God is going to deliver them. But when they come in, they find a group of praying people. When they find a people united. When they find a people standing post of duty. Then there's no limit what God will do to that people. Amen. Is something going on? You see? And then, you know, we all the organists here, Sir Monica and Brother Bishop, the song leader, also Brother Neville, who's leading songs also, without him. And then you find that what we're going to have, a little substitute here and there, and you know, when you have a substitute, then you'll have to give your support even more. Because, first of all, when a substitute going, they feel, well, they're not going to do the job good because they're not accustomed, and then the people watching them, and you know, and then if you kind of watch them and say, I find they ain't going good, then how are you going to go good? You have to stand and encourage them and lift up and pray for them. Amen. See? So you stand by them, and that's why we had a few brothers appointed. I think Brother Winston Douglas, Brother John, Brother Alvin Joseph, a couple other brothers, I believe it was appointed there to. I don't think you can move, somebody may move it. Brother Anthony Jennings, and this brother was appointed to you know, pick up duty, you know, in the office of the deacons there, and you know, we expected to give them the support and the respect that it would take for them to do a proper job in maintaining the order in the house of God. Amen. Amen? And keep the place spiritual and the quality of spirit operating in tabernacle. Amen. And operating here already. Amen? Amen. That's what we want. You see, because I believe, as Abraham said, this is one of the most spiritual places in the whole world. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Because I ain't seen y'all be long no certain country or nothing. I've seen it who the Holy Ghost revealed what the prophet was saying. And I believe God, through his sovereign grace, have let us see what the prophet was saying. Amen. And with that, I believe that's why the place has been kept spiritual, and the people, you know, have not been bound by the spirit of man, have been able to participate and be free, and God is able to heal the sick, and open blind eyes and save souls and do all kind of different things amongst us here, which we could stand here with a testimony in this country that is so full of unbelief. Amen. Amen. We could stand here as a lamp, standing on a lampstand and not under a bushel. Amen. We could stand as a revival and spite all the critics and the scoffers and the mockers and all the religious unbelief, we've been able to keep our head above the water. Amen. Amen. And there's a spirit of a love among the believers and a spirit of unity. And I was always proud to say, especially the sisters, for over 5 years, we have this, almost 5 years, I think it is, going in 5 years, we have the sisters meeting here with the sisters. And there, we never had no trouble with them. I never had a pastor here in the church, never had that at all. We are real believers here. We never had that kind of thing. And, you know, they have always been encouraged. God, Baram says, that when you know, you look at the woman in church, you can see the condition of the church. Amen. Amen. And they know their place in the world, and they those long they're dumb in the chair, they can shout and praise God too. Amen. Amen. So we really appreciate all of these things, and are looking forward, you know, for a real great time in this season here from the Holy Spirit, because we believe that, you know, people have been quickly and catching that revelation. Many for a past season, they were kind of bothered. They were kind of uncertain. They listened for a little while. I watched them in the seat while I preach and let them listen. Didn't try to fight them, didn't try to push them along the throat. Just preach the word and let them listen. If they are sheep of God, they have the right attitude. Amen. God will reveal to them. And I see many people being free up and getting the rhythm of the word. And you really see that, you know, the Holy Spirit have been given revelation. If the word had been truth, then the sheep will hear the voice. To vindicate back is the true voice. Amen. The true voice is a voice, is an echo. Because the true voice of already preached is only an echo. Echoing back what have already been said. Because Balaam says we don't get no private revelation or collective revelation. Those who hear are only getting what the messenger already received by revelation. Amen. So then this has been my joy, that when the Holy Spirit will give you the revelation, it will, and I preach it. It would come to you in a way that you could go back and check it. It would come to you to bring to light what you already know, so you could testify whether it's true or not. Because you are seeing the same thing you yourself read, the same thing you yourself have heard on the tapes, the same thing you yourself is seeing plainly as it is fitted together and coming into full light. Amen. And then that has served to give you a faith, have given you something you can relate to. See, so you're no longer wavering whether it is true or not. You believe in like a doctrine, like, no. You know God's will and purpose for your life. And that is what it is. The word has been preached, have revealed God's will and purpose for your life in the time and the season that the word has so plainly identified and show where we are living in. Amen? Amen. So, I just try to admonish you there, exhort you there. Trust you would really, you know, stay at your post of duty, and you would really be faithful in the things that have been committed unto you. Amen. As you choose to live in God. And when you come back, that we could find everything in decency and order. As I always say, when Moses came up the mountain, he said, what are they hearing there? What kind of noise in the camp? When Samuel walked along there, he said, Saul, didn't I tell you to do so and so and so? He said, why didn't you do what the Lord said to do? See? And but if God put me as a shepherd in this place here, then God will let me know what's going on. Amen. Yes, sir. See, we come this far by faith. Yes. Leaning on the Lord. Yes. Not walking by our own self. Leaning on the Lord. Yes. Trust Him in His holy word. Yes. Amen. And now we have a perfect faith. Amen. So I just want to read the names of maybe those who will be going up so you can know, you know, and those who would not be here. So the people who will be going up here, we are Brother Alan Ram, Brother Leon Lewis, Carl Wilson, Kenneth Sanka, Wayne Cadogan, John Simon, Joseph Bernard, Jonathan and David Weston, Neville and Deborah Roderick, Patrick and Richard Dial, Don Thomas and her daughter. That is just a good up with myself and my family. Also on April the 1st, some other things coming up. Anthony Weeks, Robert Hope, Brendan Hewitt, and Sister Donna Blazer here. So, in all, it's 26 people. You know, coming up, we'll be there, and we are looking forward for a tremendous time there in the presence of the Lord. And you know, Easter time, the time of life, amen, resurrection time, and the quickening power, you will have your Easter service right here too. Amen. You know he's risen already. Because you've shown yourself alive by final proof. Amen. So, you know, we'll have the services, Thursdays, Sundays, prayer meetings, everything as normal because we are establishing the present truth. And we are not laying again the foundation of repentance, but we are pressing on to the mark of the high calling. Amen. To perfection, to lay a hold in the hope that is set before us. I know we have rebellious spirits, the mainstay there, all the minister worshippers and the minister leaders who live here. You get in line and obey the officers who is here, amen? Because if you want to follow me and say you listen to me, well then I am saying by the revelation of the Holy Spirit and the charge that is committed to me, amen, that to listen to those brothers. Amen. See, because we wouldn't leave anybody who can't handle God's people because, first of all, we'll be a servant of the people. Amen. And then if we leave somebody there, then they are coming to serve you and assist you. They are coming to rule you. They are coming to be the Lord of you. They are coming to assist you and serve you. And that's why we handpick the people that we put there to assist you. Amen. Because we know whether it's a deacon, whether it's a trustee, whatever it is, they will serve you in humility and friendliness in the house of God. To this place be kept spiritual, and then you, in return, you give them your full cooperation. Will you do it?
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. I ask you that because I know that the recording angel is here recording. So as you say, when you raise your hand, Barry, he records it. Amen. So it's recorded this morning. It's on record. Amen. See, so I really appreciate him this morning. I want to read a scripture, I want to preach, but it makes no sense to go and preach here. Maybe the Lord has talked this morning. I want to give a little talk and preach. But I'm so thankful in my heart at this time. Kind of weak in my body going out there and tired and weary, but it's in times like this. Amen. When you're all weak and just can't go on one more step and, you know, and the Holy Spirit, you know, see a perfectly weak, then the strength will be perfected in your weakness. But though I stand up here weak in my body and tired and these things, yet I feel the breeze of the Holy Spirit in my heart, stirring there, I feel the living water gushing out, I feel like I'm going to preach until this evening. Amen. So when I talk too long, my head gets clogged up here with the cold and these things, but by the grace of God, I'm looking forward for the real outpouring of the Holy Spirit. She shall turn to the west. Amen. If this in God's mind, if we're part of the turn, then let us turn, Lord. Amen. Amen. And I will ride this trail again. Amen. It will come from the west. That was a vision. And Barabbas says, that's a promise. He said, now you watch and see. Amen. So, but if we have to throw one mite, and that one mite is to start the turn, one little pebble to start the whole Los Angeles, California sinking, well, if one little turn going to start by the resurrection, then praise God, let it be. Amen. Oh, what else can we say? I'm happy in my heart to be among believers, to be among a called out people who, when you come here, you bear reproach to the world. You don't come here without people meeting in the street. I want to hear where you're going. They try to say some evil remark. Try to discredit what's being preached. Try to put you back in a corner and try to confuse your mind. And you watch, you go any other place. It's nice and easy. And some of the most battles you face is right here in the seven thunders. Amen. Believe in the seven thunders by people who claim to face some of the most battles right here. You don't hear me talk about it because I don't like to say those things in the pulpit. But I just say to let you know the battle it has been to keep my head above the water, to preach just the word and forget what this one said, that one said, that one say, but just let you know the prophet say. So your mind will be kept out of confusion. Amen. Your spirit could be kept out of, you know, spirit of indifference and back to this fellowship and that fellowship and this minister. I just keep you out of that.
Amen. So you can see the promise of God and you get pressed to the promise. Amen. When you come, you can fellowship with anybody. Amen. You see, and you can love everybody because, you know, this is where it's going to count. Amen. When you could have that real, genuine, perfect love. Amen. I want to read something. I wasn't going to read a scripture, but as I feel here that I end up speaking, I just feel an inspiration in my heart to read something in Timothy for a close to just cap the service. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 1. So maybe we'll stand to our feet as we close for this morning just to read this here. And maybe the brothers want to put a little name for the message here. Let me just call it the end. Charity, the end of the commandment. Amen. Because I exhort you to have godly love and respect for one another in the house of God. Try to exhort you to see what God is doing, what is happening in the message, what God is interpreting right here among you all. I'll let you know where we're going out there. You are identifying. And that's why I'm expecting those who are going on the trip there, the names I've read in the church here this morning, to be of good conduct. And the parents of the children, to make sure you take care of your children outside there. That even your children would not bring a reproach. Because what we are going there, we are going with the pure word of God. We are going there with expectation for a promise given by the Holy Spirit. We are going there to see God glorified among his people. We're not going there just because we feel to go. We're not going there. If you have any other motive, you are weight on the trip. Amen. You'll be a hindrance to the work of the Holy Spirit. And I charge you to before this year because you are representing them out there. Amen. When you're going to represent these who stay back here. Amen. Because we go as part of this assembly. We go as individuals on our own. We go as part of this assembly and this little work here in Barataria here. Amen. I go in the office as a pastor. Amen. Brother Simon and brother go in the office as the deacons. Amen. And the rest go as part of the laity. And we go in the service of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is that an individual that say pay your own passage? Maybe when God provided you to pay your own passage, the church didn't pay passage, but you go on God's business. Amen. So in the morning believing and are we really trust that you would stand the post of duty and we try to be faithful in ours. Amen. And may God watch between us while we wait for one another. But though we absent in the flesh, we present in the spirit. Because we all gather in heavenly places. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son, the faith, grace, mercy, and peace of God our Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. You know what I mean? They were kind of people, they only want to go into one sort of thing, they don't even pertain to salvation, rapture, and faith. They want to go and have one long big dispute and discussion. You have no time for that. Amen. Which minister questions rather than godly edifying. We try to minister godly edifying rather than questions. When the minister will speak a word, they'll perfect what is lacking in your faith. Not to stop your mind and confuse you. No. Amen. See? Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogy, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in the faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. What is the end of the commandment? Charity, the capstone. Amen. The all in all. Out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, out of a faith unfeigned. From which some, having swerved, have turned aside to vain jangling, just running their mouth and talking all kinds of things they don't know what they're talking about. desiring to be teachers of the law. Amen. See? And what they end up doing? Just ministering questions rather than godly edifying. That is why I thank God that there is brothers who have the revelation that we can keep in remembrance of these things. Amen. I want to invite the minister to preach. I want him to preach. He came to call the church to repentance. See what I mean? Yeah. So wait. See these things. You try this. You invite somebody else. They talk all kind of foolishness. Amen. But I want that when the brothers minister, the minister to godly edifying. Amen. Which is in faith. Amen. See, desire to be teacher of the law, understanding that I don't want to say no what that about which they affirm, but we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. Knowing this, the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for them that defy themselves with mankind, for men stealers or kidnappers, for lies, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to some doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me in that he comes to be faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Nevertheless, for this cause, I obtained mercy. For that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them who should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. That is why we try not just to bring the gospel in the world, but by manifesting the truth, commending ourselves into every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now what we preach, we live. Amen. What we preach in the pulpit here, we practice. Amen. What we command you to do, we do it first. Amen. See? Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Shall we just sing a song unto our King this morning? Amen. As I commit you into his hands, as I leave to go on his service and leave you back here, amen, under his divine care, that you remain faithful. But around one time, I'm telling people, he said, looking on those things until I return. Amen. He said, many, they went away walking all over. But I trust this morning that you remain faithful to these things that we charge unto you. And remember, the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The shepherd and beautiful of our souls. Amen. Lord, if we humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, he shall exalt us in due time. Amen. Love him this morning. Amen. Amen. With all your heart, you want to serve him, be faithful to his word. Amen. It's adoption time.
Amen. God is watching each and every one of us. Amen. Every move we make is being recorded. Amen. How we want to be faithful to show that we really are worthy of the promise that God has set us aside and has made available for us and is coming down to interpret and make manifest in our lives. Amen. And I'm looking for God to fulfill that. Whether I'm there or not, it makes no matter what God is with his people. I want to be there for personal glory. To say it happened when I preach. Amen. But if it happened when I burning my exhortation, praise God. I want that kind of attitude in my heart. If it happened when sister sing a song, praise God. If it happened when I was on my knees in prayer, praise God. If no man can do nothing, just come right in. Praise God anyhow. Amen. One is to assist God's people, and one is for God's glory. Forget who do what. Amen. It don't matter. Amen. And if you could be that way, then know that if you're faithful in our hearts to his word, amen, God seeing that we are ready, seeing that we are making everything available, seeing that we have met every requirement that requires us, then there's nothing else left but now for God to react and confirm our faith. Amen. But first, obedience to his word. All of his word. Amen. Let us sing a song unto him again. What a mighty God we serve. Let's give him the praise from our heart. Let's sing unto that one. We have a prayer request here for Sister Zoraida Butler. She doesn't pray. She's mentally ill. For years now. Amen. But I'm believing that regardless of what the situation is, God can't do anything. We serve a mighty God. He is almighty. We also have a prayer request here for Sean D'Souza, who is not feeling well. Amen. Whatever it is this morning, God is amongst us. Amen. I'm expecting him, amen, to show for himself alive. Another time. We don't want to be like this little fish drinking sparingly. He said, ask your joy to be full. My joy is to see God people assisted. Is to see God people, is God's name glorified. Amen. Then, if that means asking another time, because when somebody who is sick is well, it makes me get more joy. Then I'm going to ask, let my joy be full. Amen. What a mighty God. Thank you.
He says to the Lord that you like a make his home church, Austin Welch, and for the Republic. God bless him. Amen. Showing that they have a push in this time.
Amen.
So we have these very present power heads. So, Father, we thank you today for the streams of grace.
Lord,
we feel pouring down our souls. Your presence, your love. And we feel in this place today as we come and would sit in your presence and speak of your word. God, we are grateful in our hearts. You are extending this mercy and this grace on us that we might be believers in this hour. You said to your prophet, you prove your word by believing.
Not those who claim to believe, but those who really believe. And Father, how you always taught us, we cannot work up ourselves in the faith. We cannot try to make believe. It's a gift of God. And Lord, you have put a revelation in our hearts, showing us that we are heirs of the promises of God. That we are the royal seed, Father. That we have been identified with the true atonement. That the covenant of the name is in effect. For you called us out from under blasphemous names and have brought us into the place where you have placed your name. And the interpretation of the word is a manifestation of the name of God. And Lord, you have given us a revelation of the word that has been interpreted in this hour. The second fold of the seventh seal. And Father, as we stand here in your presence, there are two that is needy, Father. Lord God, Sister Shan Souza, not feeling well in the body. Father, may it touch her. Even now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And may that child be completely delivered, Father, from every evil influence. And may the Holy Spirit rekindle the joy and the enthusiasm in her heart. And Lord, Sister Zoraida, standing here, as your word being preached this morning, something in her heart, maybe speaking to her and telling her she could believe for her brother, Father. God, she sent out the request. Lord, as we stand here, we realize that you didn't even have to go on that Roman centurion roof, Father. But right where you was, you're going to stay there and speak by the revelation of your faith. Hallelujah. And Father, as we stand here, that boy, you know where he is at this very moment. Bound in chains. Demons, Father. His mind in captivity. But Lord God, we stand here seeing that it was just like the Bible times. When that Syrophoenician woman came and her daughter was vexed with the devil. He said that me to give the dogs the chewing bread. But he said even the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Shed a revelation, Father. You put it in the heart of a dispensation claim. She said, yea, Lord. She gave you the right title, Father. She had the right attitude. She knew you was able to do it. She had respect to you. And Lord God, he said, for the same. Lord, it's not a woman and a son, but a sister and a brother, Father. That will make no difference, Lord. Because with the revelation of knowing her dispensation claim. And like Hattie Wright, the prophet said she knew her dispensation claim. And this morning, little Hattie, Father, being dedicated in this place. And God is just standing here in your presence. Knowing, dear God, that just as you stood in that place and you spoke that word,
It is directed straight to that individual and cast the demons out of the girl. She was made whole from that very hour. Almighty God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord God, you have given us that same faith by dropping that revelation in our hearts. And here is a believing daughter of yours this morning, standing in the house of God, knowing with God there is nothing impossible. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send a word of deliverance. Lord God, to that boy, may the enforcer take that word and go now, Father, and set that captive free. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be done for your honor and for your glory. He said, whatever we ask in your name, you shall do it. For if you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will. We ask this morning, that it might be done for the glory of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may you continue to have your way amongst us. As you will leave tomorrow for Arizona, Father, pray a blessing upon those who remain back here. And Lord God, may your Holy Spirit keep them faithful and loyal to their post of duty. Let the word of God be carried in godly order in the house of God. And the atmosphere can be kept spiritual, Father. And the church can be edified. As you're called to be pressed to the mark of the high calling. Lord God, we would go, may you bless us and watch over us. Lord, may you send us in one mind and one spirit. And dear God, may you keep us in the channel where you can have the preeminence amongst us. And Lord, you'll do something for your honor, for your glory, and for the edification of thy people, thy elected bride upon the face of this earth. We thank you for your presence here this morning. Lord God, we commit the church to you, and we commit ourselves to be going also unto you. And ask that you keep us under divine leadership. May you, the dove, lead each and every eagle. May you guide us in the footprint that you have left. We ask it today for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' precious name. I just want the dove and the eagles. May I have your seats? I just want
Precious Heavenly Father, your word of admonition to your church this morning. We, your people, Father, the desire in our hearts, Lord, is to serve thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. For this is the reason that you've called us, Father. You've revealed your word unto us, making it alive. Now we can have a kick in our steps, Lord. We can live above the things of the world. For you have granted unto us, Lord, eternal life. Oh Lord, we love you and we appreciate what you've done for us, Lord. The gathering of your people together, Lord, in the house of the Lord. Oh Lord, your admonition, the way that we would walk, that we can be a light unto the Gentiles, Father. We are thankful for what you've done for us, Lord. We do appreciate you, Father. And we mention this because of your love towards us. It's nothing that we have done, Lord, but it's what you have done for us. Lord, we are thankful for all that was said and done. Our ministering servant, Lord, the body of believers that would be traveling, and those that would be back here, Father. And in our hearts, Lord, we yearn. We know that it is impossible that everybody could go. But then as we would go, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would go before us. And that your Holy Spirit would also be here with your believing people, Father. We thank you for all things, Lord. We pray that as we would go, Lord, let your name be glorified. And you would bring us back, Father, back into the house of the Lord where we can bring the report, Lord, that you have been among your people and would continue to be among your people. Bless us, we pray thee, as we ask these mercies in thy precious name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.